A warm welcome to our delightful viewers to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. Hanbok Han Christmas Deseo. That is Merry Christmas in the Korean language. Merry Christmas to everyone.
From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, via 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astra 1 on Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 25, Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also accessible at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, United Nations World Food Program plans to help 114,000 Iraqi refugees. In ecology news, San Francisco's public vehicles go green. In communication news, rural areas in Ao Lạc or Vietnam get free internet training and connection. In medical news, research facility planned for London, United Kingdom will focus on finding new cures. In animal news, Thai Elephant Orchestra creates beautiful melodies. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, on December 25th, was the birthday of Lord Jesus Christ 2007 years ago. Born in Bethlehem to Jewish parents, Master Jesus taught people to follow the way of compassion. His positive influence has remained with us after two millennia and has brought tremendous illumination to our planet. Today, on Christmas Day, we remember with infinite gratitude the immeasurable love and sacrifice of Lord Jesus to our world.
Fly-in news. The miracle of Christmas lives on in faithful hearts. Last night on Christmas Eve, Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Reunited with Supreme Master Qinghai during this most sacred Noel, the faces of those in attendance shone with happiness and delight. On 12 satellite platforms around the globe, Supreme Master Television broadcast live this message of peace through these joyous festivities.
Since we all from the same God, be it Muslim, be it Christian, be it Buddhist, be it Jainism, be it Sikhism, Hinduism, Baha'ism, Zoroastrianism, any ism at all. So we just celebrate the Christmas as a symbolic of all the Master birthday on earth. So we celebrate Christmas in deep gratitude to all the Masters that have graced our planet. And may it remind us all of love, compassion, peace on earth, and that we may walk in the glory of God and bring heaven to earth. for all her co-inhabitants and all the flora and fauna as well. I wish you all a really blessed Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Love, love.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your radiant presence and for providing your precious time to be with us on this holy occasion. May we all enjoy and remember the most blessed Christmas gift every day, God's infinite love for all of us.
Fly-In News. Vegetarian meals provided for the homeless during the holidays by our association members in the United Kingdom.
Oh, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! And there's
a London's Ace of Clubs is a comprehensive day center serving the homeless.
Within it, we provide all the services, welfare, housing, medical support, entertainment, we have education classes, computers, laundry facilities, washing facilities. So just about everything someone who's homeless needs support, that support is here in the charity.
I come here and I'm not lonely, and it's very pleasant, I enjoy it.
Due to its popularity in the previous year, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association was once again invited by the Ace of Clubs to provide hot vegetarian holiday meals for the homeless.
What do you think about the food today?
Enjoyed it. Very, very good. Most enjoyable.
The winter cold was dispelled in this atmosphere of true brotherly love. In merriment, God's love was shared between all. Thank you, Ace of Clubs, and God bless you for your noble services for our brothers and sisters in need. May Providence guide those less fortunate on their road to recovery and stability.
Fly-In News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members in Korea bring gifts of love to our animal friends. During this holiday season, our Korean Association members went to several of the most needy animal shelters to distribute 3.5 tons of healthy vegan food for stray animals. A grant was also presented to help dogs in dire situations.
사료가 좀 안 좋아서 걱정해서.
사료가 떨어지면 불안해요. 어제도 밤에 기도를 했어요. 아, 크리스마스에 기적이 왔으면 정말 좋겠다 그랬는데 정말 기적이 왔네요. 그래서 너무 감사하고요. 이렇게 도움 주시는 분들이 계시니까 더 힘이 나고 용기가 납니다.
전 세계 그 스피 마스터 텔레비전 시청자분들한테 무슨 말씀 있으시면.
꼭 하고 싶은 말이 있는데요. 항상 동물이나 사람이나 생명이라는 건 같다고 생각합니다. 강아지 키우실 때 꼭 한 번씩 더 신중을 기하셔서 키우시고 되도록이면 한 마리라도 버리지 말아주시기를 정말 정말 간절하게 바라고요.
With gratitude and God's blessings to all who work tirelessly to provide shelter, food, and care for our animal co-inhabitants, may the season's spirit of kindness and compassion extend to our loving animal friends.
Lion News. Australia pledges continued support for Afghanistan. During a visit to Kabul last weekend, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd said his country would continue to support the reconstruction of Afghanistan. After meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, Prime Minister Rudd announced a donation of $110 million. Thank you and God bless Australia for your generous commitment to the rebuilding of Afghanistan. May your kind-hearted assistance help the Afghan people enjoy happy, stable, and peaceful lives.
Fly-In News, Portugal transfers European Union presidency to Slovenia. Portuguese Prime Minister José Sócrates presented his Slovenian counterpart Janez Janša with an astrolabe, symbolically handing over the European Union presidency for the first 6 months of 2008. The ceremony took place at the border between Slovenia and Italy on Saturday, where the expansion of the Schengen zone to 9 additional countries was also celebrated. Prime Minister Sokratis said that he believes Slovenia will successfully steer the European Union ship when it takes over the rotating European presidency on January 1st. Congratulations, Prime Minister Janša and Slovenia, on your new role to bring the European Union into a year of light, cooperation, and peace. May God bless the European Union and her citizens with strength, positivity, and love.
Fly-in news. Brazil takes action to save the Amazon rainforest. Brazilian President Lula da Silva has signed a decree that implements a number of measures to protect the country's rainforest. The new law restricts the sale of products coming from the Amazon and imposes penalties if an item is purchased or transported from a protected area. Deforestation of the Amazon decreased 59% during this past year compared to 3 years prior. Our sincere appreciation, President Lula da Silva, and all Brazilians for your loving care of the Amazon. May the rainforest flourish in lush greenness and beauty for its many inhabitants and for the gift of life it offers to our planet. Fly-in news. Hollywood stars help hurricane-affected children. At an event in the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans, Louisiana, USA, one of the neighborhoods most seriously affected by Hurricane Katrina, Dr. Erwin Redliner, president of the Children's Health Fund, spoke of the need to help families and children displaced by the disaster. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were in the audience taking notes. Miss Jolie, who is a goodwill ambassador for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, said, "This is the largest displacement of children in my own country, so I want to learn as much as possible." She and Mr. Pitt are now working with the Children's Health Fund and other groups in the area to help the more than 46,000 children displaced by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Thank you, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, for your compassionate concern and work to help the people of New Orleans. Blessed be your noble hearts. May God grace the children with good health, loving homes, and fulfilling lives.
Fly-in news. Adopted hound saves baby boy's life. Christy Zimmerman, a mother from East Peoria, Illinois, USA, is very glad for the rescue puppy she brought home from the shelter. Christy's little two-month-old son was in another room when Hank, the adopted hound dog, ran into Christy's room, grabbed her towel, and ran straight into the living room. Following Hank, Christy found her young baby Stephen gasping for air. She immediately dialed 911 and received instructions for clearing the infant's airway. Christy said that this incident made her very thankful for Hank and also for the preciousness of life. Bravo, Hank! Our deep gratitude for your sweet nature and quick intelligence that saved baby Stephen's life. You and your heroic efforts are a true ambassador of the love, care, and beautiful hearts of rescued animals.
Fly-in news. It is a Christmas saga that travels across the nation and continues to warm hearts. For saving her former student's life by selflessly donating a kidney, Miss Colleen Steele was recently awarded the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Qinghai.
This award is to show gratitude and to magnify a shining example of goodness for others to follow.
It is probably, and it will be, one of the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me.
With the $1,000 award from Supreme Master Qinghai, Miss Steele was able to fly across country to be home for Christmas. Her father had been diagnosed with cancer.
It made me feel real good. She was able to come out here and see us, you know. And made me feel real good.
The surprises for Miss Steele and her family did not stop there. Upon hearing about Miss Steele's father, Supreme Master Qinghai sent another $500 in Christmas gifts to the McClary Steele family, who lives in Southern California.
Supreme Master Qinghai wanted us to visit you, the whole family, because she would like to tell you that you have given birth to such a beautiful, good daughter. And she wishes a very happy Christmas to all of you, as she sends her special love to all of you, and she would like to be here personally giving all this to you, but she couldn't make it because of her busy schedule. So we just would like to represent her and give you all these presents that she sends to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to share any last messages with our viewers?
Just that it makes me so very proud, and it makes me so very warm inside that there are so many people like you all. And I just hope that more people realize the good in life, and the more good they do, the more you give, the more you get.
And do you have any messages to Supreme Master Ching Hai?
I love her dearly. Yes, I would, and I would love to give her a great big hug.
Thank you, McClary Steele family, for opening your hearts and home this holiday season to share your message of love. We wish you a Merry Christmas in health and happiness with God's abundant blessings.
In world news, United Nations World Food Program doubles number of Iraqi refugees to be helped. The United Nations Food Program is planning on providing food rations for upwards of 114,000 Iraqi refugees living in Syria. Previously, World Food Program assisted 51,000 refugees a year on a $5.6 million U.S. dollar budget. Many thanks and God bless the United Nations World Food Program for helping the Iraqi refugees. May all the refugees be graced with care, peace, and comfort. Coming up on Noteworthy News, 1,500 public vehicles in San Francisco, USA have been converted to use biodiesel. We're just around the corner. Don't go too far. When we come back, more positive news on Supreme Master Television.
Viewers, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Lamberta the Sheep. To keep a positive attitude, some people enjoy keeping a gratitude journal. For example, every day you can write about something that you're thankful for. It can be quite uplifting. Thank you for tuning in. I wonder if it's snowing in Munich now. Let's take a look at the weather there and in some other cities around the world.
Ecology News, San Francisco's public vehicles go green. In an effort to reduce greenhouse gases, the city of San Francisco in the USA has converted all of its 1,500 diesel vehicles to biodiesel. The entire city's diesel vehicles will run on a fuel called B20, a mixture of 20% soy-based biofuel with 80% petroleum diesel fuel. In addition, a new project called SF Recycle will recycle fats and cooking oils from restaurants and convert them into usable biodiesel. Thank you, San Franciscans. God bless you for your eco-friendly measures to help reduce environmental footprint on our planet.
In communication news, rural provinces in Alak or Vietnam get free internet access. Vietnam Post and Telecommunications Groups, or VNPT, is initiating a year-long plan that will allow over 2,000 rural post offices free internet usage 6 hours a week. VNPT will also help train 20,000 local people, mostly students, in computer use. It is hoped that through this internet project, people living in the countryside can learn more about world events. In addition, it will provide current information on agricultural advances. Thank you, and bravo Vietnam Post and telecommunications groups for helping more people connect to the global community through the internet. Heaven bless the Aloxi's people with happiness and prosperity. Up next, the Thai Elephant Orchestra releases its third CD. We'll take a moment to meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Please keep your dial on Supreme Master Television for more noteworthy news.
Holidays from Supreme Master Television and Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Positive news for a peaceful world. In medical news, new research center to be built in London. The British government has agreed to sell prime London real estate to a consortium planning to build a UK centre for medical research and innovation. The research facility, to be opened in 2013, seeks to develop new treatments for major diseases. The centre's scientific planning will be led by Dr. Sir Paul Nurse, winner of the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2001. Thank you all those involved in the planned UK Centre for Medical Research and Innovation. God bless your dedication to finding new ways to serve people in the area of healthcare.
In animal news, Elephant Orchestra releases third CD. The Thai Elephant Orchestra, comprised of 14 elephants from the Thai Elephant Conservation Center in Lamphung, Thailand, is releasing its third CD. The elephants play instruments like woodwinds, harmonicas, drums, and string instruments, some of which are specially designed for them. The musical elephants are directed by Dave Soldier, who is also the orchestra's co-founder and composer. For the most part, the elephants are allowed to create their own tunes. Mr. Soldier said, "They just go out there and they do it the way they hear it. They're real artists." Thank you, Mr. Dave Soldier and Thai Elephant Orchestra, for bringing us beautiful and unique music. May heaven bless all our elephant friends with long and happy lives.
Please enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Personal Physician.
Who was a farmer who fell and broke his hip while he was plowing? So his horse galloped 5 miles to the nearest town and returned carrying a doctor on his back. Pretty smart horse, a friend observed later. Well, not really so smart, the farmer said, because the doctor he brought back was the veterinarian.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear ones, my burning question, why is there so much suffering among the animals? Mistreated, haunted in their own territories, zoos, circuses, laboratories, bioindustries. I'm crying whilst writing this. They're so in need. What have they ever done to humanity to deserve such a treatment from human beings? I hope that Master can explain to viewers how animals can help us. Dogs, for example, can help people who are sad and lonely. Wishing Master and all of you much success with your programs. Thanks for all that you broadcast. I always get positive, energetic, happy and hopeful after watching. every day at TuneIn for some time. God's richest blessings to all of you.
Hello, Kevin Nietzsche. Thank you for your comments about our animal friends and kind wishes. This reply is from Supreme Master Qinghai, personally. Loving Nietzsche, most people know the kindness of animals, or at least their harmlessness. But not many know the incredible blessing they would receive if they are good to animals. They haven't done anything to deserve humans' unethical treatments. It's the humans themselves that have been misled, thus straying from their own original loving heart. They just need to turn around and walk again in pristine wisdom and compassion.
Do you have a heartline? Your comments and positive news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more uplifting programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world 24 hours a day.
As it is said in Korean, 신의 축복이 함께하시길, which means God bless.
May peace and love be the essence of your life. Farewell for now.